Yet another episode of Two Squirrels in a Motherfucking Sock, guys. Woo-hoo. We're doing things. We're finally doing things.
Welcome back, everybody.
Yeah, it is a little bit easier, though. I have to admit, like, not being in a studio, the fact that I got ready in my bathroom, like, 10 minutes ago.
Literally.
And just, like, walked in here and was like, all right, we're doing this.
Oh, by the way, what is that in your hand?
Mm. Oh, I'm glad you asked. you know, with Christmas around the corner, guys, you're going to have to get one of these bad boys, these Two Squirrels in a Sock mugs. We've got
coffee mugs, tea mugs, whatever you guys want to put in there, hot cocoa.
We've got bandanas.
Oh my goodness, you know, keep it safe, keep it real.
Yeah! You can also use these as your, not that I'm a pro masker, I'm absolutely not, but you can use these as your handy dandy face masks, mm-hmm. at least if you're going to, you know, represent.
And protect yourself.
In case of a breakup, because, you know, they happen around the holidays. You can also use it to all the flies in your house.
Oh, because we all know Matt Damon went down last Dude, week.
He was just, yeah. I just floss-wadded that motherfucker. Floss-wadded, yeah. Floss-wadded, floss-wadded, fly-swatted.
That's a new one. It's a new one for the week.
No, but you know what? You want to see my new toy? Wait.
No.
Just wait.
All right, viewers, she's disappearing once again. So I'm here to walk you through this. If you're obviously not watching YouTube, in the meantime, you guys should like and subscribe to all of our platforms. And she is back. She's plugged in. And we are looking at a new fly zapper, bug zapper.
I wanted the handheld ones, you know, where you're like, because it's so much more satisfying.
I have two of those.
Bitch, why are you holding out on me?
Because I got a lot of flies around here.
Gimme.
Mm-hmm. No, I love mine. I can't. I can't.
I can barely move my hands, guys, because don't look at the pile of clothes. There we go. I can barely move I can barely move my hands right now because it's so effing cold in my house.
Aww.
Which is why I'm wearing a jacket. Because
it is winter, so it's okay.
It is true. It's definitely getting down there. Like I'm in Austin, Texas, but it's definitely getting down there in temperature right now. But it's freezing, and it's been freezing in my house for 2 days because my thermostat broke. The one downstairs. Uh-uh. Luckily, the one upstairs where the baby sleeps is on, so he's toasty and warm.
Oh, that works good. So what you guys gotta do is just stay, you know, heat right. Well, just stay upstairs. You're good.
Well, no, I mean my bedroom is down here, so. Right. Yeah, anyone watching, if you're trying to break into my house, I'm giving you like a perfect layout, but also don't because this house is protected by the good Lord and a gun. Well, actually, two AR-15s. So please don't try to break into my house, but I am going to give you the full blueprint layout right now. but no, so my house, my bedroom is downstairs and his bedroom is upstairs, luckily. So at least the heat, like you said, the thermostat up there is not broken, but the one down here is broken. And I've been freezing my ass off for 2 days, and the soonest time anyone can come to fix it is Monday. And so right. I have got my wood fire burning in the living room right now as we speak. Hopefully I don't burn the house down.
Yay! I know, right? That's always a scary time.
Yeah, all I want to do is like jump into my Christmas jammies though when I see it in the living room. I'm like, oh, can we just...
The good thing is that you work from home, so literally you could have pajamas
I could do that.
On right now. They could be Christmas pajamas on.
Who's saying that I might not even be wearing pants?
I know, but you did stand up and walk away,
it
so...
It might just be a no-pants party up in here. What? No, I'm just kidding. I did. And they're very camo.
Very camo.
Support our troops. We like to support our troops. Veterans Day was actually just recently. And my son made a really cute little couple.
Red, white, and blue.
Yeah, they dipped his paint, feet in red, white, and blue paint. And then like made these little art projects with it and said, thank you, veterans. And I thought that was adorable. It actually almost brought me to tears. But so many more to come. And I'm just like, I'm happy that his school like encourages that stuff. You know, we should all support our veterans. And they're amazing, amazing people. But what's been up with you, girl? What's going on?
Speaking of holidays, we have a holiday coming up in 6 days. It's going to be Thanksgiving.
Oh, I was like, wait, what holiday is coming up in 6 days? This should be my favorite holiday because I like food that much.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not.
Do you have any plans? Are you going anywhere?
I am doing a Friendsgiving at my house. Okay. And I've got a place called, well, I'm not going to I'm not gonna, I shouldn't say too much. I'm in a small town outside of Austin, so. Mm-hmm. But there's a small little place, this little bakery that is making my Thanksgiving dinner. So okay. I'm very excited because I did not want to cook this year. I'm not there yet. Like, I'm a mom, but I'm not there yet. So,
right.
I've been doing my best with, like last night I made some rice and scallops.
Yum.
That was great. Yummy.
Scallops are good. They're hard to cook, though. Sometimes you can overcook them super fast.
I did not. I was actually, they were right on the money, although there they could have been better on the flavor.
Gotcha.
But
so Friendsgiving, yeah. Is that actually going to be on Thanksgiving? You're just hosting with a bunch of friends?
Yeah, just a small group, couple. I think it'll be myself, my son's dad, and a couple of the friends from the gym. And it'll be good. And then a couple of my girlfriends from the industry. Okay. All of you know Abby Cross. So she's going to come hang. She is an Austin native. So
you should have her on in the future podcast. Yes. If she lives there, just bring her over.
Hell yeah.
I have your other mic here at the house so I can ship. No, I will be seeing you next week.
I just ordered two of them.
Oh, you did. Okay. Well, never mind.
Let me guess. That was Rascal?
No, I think that was Rupert. He dropped something. He got a new bone. So he likes to throw it all over the air and be all kinds of crazy.
Amazing. What are you doing for Thanksgiving?
I'm hosting it. So last year I hosted it with
Am I not surprised?
I know. It was me, my dad, Brandon, and then my little brother and his girlfriend. They all came over last year. And so this year, again, I've been pulling teeth, trying to figure out what everybody's doing. A lot of the times my brothers tend to go to their significant others. So I'm very dedicated on making sure that I spend it with my dad. So that's why I was like, all right, me and my dad and Brandon this year, if anybody else wants to come, great. If everybody doesn't want to come. And then I went from us three, now we're up to 11 people. I'm like, oh my God, this is a really big Thanksgiving. Last year I was okay with cooking for four people, but I'm 11 right. people, this is a lot. So actually, speaking of that, I have a timeline.
And some of them being your brothers, and I'm assuming your brothers eat.
But
holy
this is
my shit, you are organized.
I know. So I wrote down the appetizers, the mains, how many ounces, how long each one's cooks, the desserts, the people that are showing up. So I have all that down. And then on top of all of that, last night I went through and printed out all of my recipes for everything that I'm going to be making. Honey buttered skillet corn, three cheese smoked mac and cheese, balsamic glazed carrots. So
fancy pads.
Just be prepared. That's going to be my Thanksgiving. Ooh. So yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. That's it.
I keep trying to escape the pile of clothes that's in the corner, guys. So sorry. I keep moving I'm like, no. No, if I don't see it, it doesn't exist.
Right.
Speaking of seeing things that may or may not exist.
Yes.
We have a really interesting guest today, guys. I'm just going to blindside you with this one. We have our friends Jordan and Johnny from the Paranormies.
There they are.
Woo!
What's up, Jessa? How's it going, Callie?
Hi.
Hello.
Thank you guys for coming.
Well, thank you for having us. Awesome to be here finally.
Yeah, we had them scheduled once before, and unfortunately they
were Halloween episode.
Yeah, we wanted to get them in for Halloween, but they weren't feeling too good, so now better late than never,
right? Fill us in on all of the cool things that you guys do.
No.
We will bring them back. Things happen. Here we are.
It's paranormal. It's paranormal spirit here.
I was saying, nope. You're like, they can't tell our secrets.
The ghosts in your house do not approve of this message.
Exactly. Yeah.
They do
Start
not.
Start talking about ghosts and this happens.
So guys, fill us in. I know we had a weird little mix-up with the timing earlier because I didn't realize y'all are Canadian.
Yeah, we are from Canada land.
Yeah. It's, you guys are talking about how cold it is there. We actually have had snow on the ground for about a week now. Yeah.
Yay, snow.
It's brutal. Nice. But yeah, it would be nice if we would be in Vegas. That's it's a place we wanted to come to for so long, especially to meet Marcus and everybody, right? So I know you guys have been on there before, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's a place we really want to go to.
Shout out Marcus Deegan for hooking us up with this, getting in touch with Jessa too.
Yes! Yeah. Marcus is our boy. For those of you who don't know the Marcus Deegan show, go check it out. He's super rad. He interviews a bunch of really cool people, including the Paranormies, but also MMA fighters and different sports athletes and all kinds of interesting people. So definitely shout out to the Marcus Deegan show. I myself have co-hosted it a few times with him and he comes on this show. So get familiar with the man. He's fucking rad.
Yeah, we love him. We love him.
Yeah. So back to you guys though. So we got introduced obviously through friends.
Yep.
And I am just really excited to hear your guys' stories. what got you guys interested and started in this paranormal search?
Also, where can everybody find you so we can drop your guys' name in here?
We want to drop
you can find us on YouTube at Paranormies and then on Instagram at Paranormies Official. And we have Twitter and stuff, but we don't ever really use it. We pretty much just use those two.
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
We also have merch at paranormiesmerch.com.
Woo, there we go. There
we will definitely add all of those links and stuff at the end of the show for sure. But
yeah, as far as how we got started in it, I mean, it's kind of like started for us a long time ago. With my family, especially, there's always been like weird stories that go around with my grandparents and stuff like that. But then it kind of started when we hit high school and we would go just for fun, just to fuck around on weekends and stuff. There was like, we're from such a small town, like there's only 16,000 people here. So we go into like one of the bigger cities that's an hour away and just go to like some of the haunted spots, but we were never able to go in them. We could just go outside and look through the windows and shit. And then there was one night where we were doing that and we looked in the window and there was three of us standing on like a railing, and we looked in and we saw something walking, like a shadow walking by one of the, I think it was an exit sign, right?
Yeah, it was something like that. We saw like a shadow like across like a, it was one of those, it was a green exit sign, if I'm not mistaken. We just saw like a shadow just kind of like go past it. And we freaked out. We ran back to the car. And we
How old were you guys when this?
16, 17. Yeah.
Okay. Something like that.
Yeah.
So how many years ago was this?
I'm 29 now. You're 30.
I'm 30, yeah.
So, yeah, probably, I don't know.
13, 14 years ago, yeah.
Okay, gotcha. So you guys
have, you guys have been chasing ghosts as long as we've been fucking on camera, pretty much.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, a lot longer, actually. Yeah.
Well, I'm like 14 years. I think I got like 8.
Does that count?
How old are you? You're.
I'm 28.
28.
I'm 31.
Okay. 31. Okay. Yeah. So yeah, you guys are pretty much the same age.
Yeah, the same. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, I started the channel a year ago. Mm-hmm. That was probably your next question, wasn't it?
Well, yeah. So what exactly? Tell us a little bit about how. Okay, so that was your first experience with like something spooky, and then what made you want to be like what exactly do you guys go looking for? Is it ghosts? Is it aliens? Is it just natural phenomena? Like, what do you?
Kind of everything. I mean, what we usually do is we get a story that comes to us. A lot of people send us emails that they want to come, like they want us to come to their house and look and see if they like they have hear shit falling or anything like that, and then we'll go check it out. But a lot of the ones that places we've been are just places that we've looked online that are supposedly haunted, or Jordan sometimes looks at, you know, he looks a lot in the history of the place. So like ghost towns nearby, like where they have a lot of history of people like dying and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So that we go there and just check for ourselves, even if there's not any reported kind of haunting there.
Yeah.
And then we go check. And a lot of times it's easier to find than you might think.
Do you guys use like any tools or anything like that?
That was going to be my next question too. Like the high frequency stuff, anything like
that. Yeah, we have a bunch of ghost hunting equipment. We actually have a sponsor called Spirit Tech, and they supply us with all the stuff we need. We got like the standard stuff, like, you know, we have a Ouija board. We also have a thing called REM pods. We have three of them, and basically what that does is it kind of detects, like, you have to touch it, and then as soon as you touch it, it lights up and it makes a noise. It goes like beep beep beep. And we actually have one with a light on it too. And if the light changes color, then that tells us that the temperature around the device changed. So it'll actually turn blue when something's nearby that's cold. And then it'll make a noise too. When it moves away, it goes back to the regular green color.
It's like Sixth Sense where he's like, I see dead people. And then it's always fucking freezing. Exactly. It's like Canada. So Canada must have a lot of Walking Dead. Is that why it's so fucking cold up there?
Probably people just dying from the cold.
Which we actually did investigate a place where a guy died from the cold.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Union Church. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That was really weird. It's because we went there twice, and the first time, well, we used an ovilus. So an ovilus is just a device that spits out random words. It's supposed to be random, but it can mean stuff. And then it kept saying the name Peter. And then we ended up leaving for the night. And then somebody sent us an email that knows.
Uh-oh, we're losing you.
I know. I didn't know if that was just on my end or not.
No, it's on their end.
Okay, hold on. I'll bring him back. All right, repeat, guys.
Okay, yeah, you said Peter, and then what happened?
Oh, yeah, and then somebody sent us an email after the episode came out, and then they were mentioning, they're like, oh, well, everybody kind of knows that this guy's name was Peter that died in the blizzard there, and we had no idea. So next time we went back, and then a lot more stuff
kinda happened. And she actually found it in, like, a history book about the place, and she took a picture with her phone and sent it. Just to prove to us that, the guy who died there, his name was Peter.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
So what is then. What's your most memorable experience or freakiest experience that's happened so far? We'll do both of those. I want to know. Because like that's not exactly memorable and freakiest are not in the same category. So tell us a little bit about those.
Memorable and freakiest.
I'll go. I mean, the freakiest one definitely for me is when Jordan, I was on my honeymoon and Jordan felt something. We'd have to kind of really go into it, but Jordan was.
No, go into it. We got time.
Yeah, plenty of time.
He was feeling really depressed and just down. And I could just tell that there was something going on. So we went to go see a medium. And just to see if there was, you know, anything around him. And immediately we get in there and she's like, there's a demonic presence kind of attached to you. And that was really freaky because when I was on my honeymoon, he went to investigate himself and a lot of crazy shit happened. And it was just like a thing that kind of weighed on our friendship a little bit. Just like, you know, I was gone and he went to investigate and it could have went really bad. So, and I think that's right around the time where we started messaging and you had mentioned that you had a couple of stories and that you just wouldn't fuck with that kind of stuff. And he was going through that at the exact same time.
Yeah.
I've definitely had, I've had stuff since I was a kid visit me that also visited members of my family that, and I'm one of those people that like, I'm very skeptical about these kind of things. I still don't really know what I believe. And so for the longest time, it was very hard for me to admit like, oh, this is a demonic presence. And it told my dad things and my dad told me what it's like, to the point too where like when I just like he described this being to me to a T, like the feeling around him, the texture of his skin, everything. And you know, there was that, and then there was things that he would say to my dad about me that would like aligned with everything, you know. There was also dreams that my brother had that I didn't know. I had a reoccurring dream when I was from the time I was like probably 5 or 6, maybe even earlier on, I just can't remember that far back, until I was like 19. And when I was 15, my brother, my oldest brother and I had a conversation, and he looked at me, like we were talking about dreams, and he looked at me and was like, what the fuck? And like, what we realized was that his dream that he had when he was like, he's 8 years older than me. He basically at that point had asked if I wanted to become a Christian when I was like that little, because he was having these dreams. And what we realized was that it paralleled, our dreams paralleled. And it was just the weirdest thing to realize that at 15, that like, you know, that my brother who's very Christian and believes things that I don't believe in, and my dad as well, are having these same similar experiences to what I'm having and even being visited by the same things. So it's, I still struggle with it. I've had night terrors. I've had multiples. I've had now my night terrors are that they're attacking my son. And I actually had a very, very horrible demonic dream about him the other night. But for the most part, like I sage my house and I pray and I'm, you know, I'm a very positive person and I just don't allow, cause I realize what it is like when you fear something, you're giving it power.
Exactly.
And so, there's times like I wake up and I'm just like, dude, fuck you. And then there's other times like, you know, I still claim Christ. And so, you know, even though that might be weird to some people, they're like, well, you do porn. Well, guess what? Mary Magdalene was a whore. So fucking pick her up.
I don't think those two would be like.
But I still claim Christ. And so like, if I wake up from something like that and like, I'm just like, you know what? Blood of Jesus, motherfucker. Like, psh, get out of here. Like, so it's very, for me, it's very religion based for sure. Not religion, but like spirituality based. But it's a very touchy thing because I struggled with it for so many years, like insomnia. And that's actually what made me become a drug addict because I didn't want to sleep anymore. Mm-hmm. My dreams got so bad that I didn't know if I was sleeping or not sleeping. Right. And, you know, it was not just dreams, it was physical stuff too. So it just, you know, there would be things pulling me, things pulling my hair, things sitting at the edge of my bed. One night my ex actually woke me up. I was having sleep paralysis. Barrett woke me up and he saw it too. He's actually seen the other thing, but I remember him shaking me awake and like circling the ceiling was like this shadow. And he was just screaming and he was like, not screaming, but like yelling. And he was like, get the fuck off of her, get away from her. Like, cause he knew what was happening. Cause he woke up to me like struggling to wake up in my sleep. And sorry, my throat gets really tight when I talk about this stuff. It's like,
aww.
It's just such a weird, like, I just hate remembering all of it because it was just such a dark time in my life. But yeah, man, I get it. When there's things attached to you, it's gonna bring you down so bad.
I was gonna ask you too before you mentioned it if you you got sleep paralysis, because I get it all the time.
All the time.
Like I always see, like when I do, I always see like shadow figures and stuff in my room.
Yep.
And one time I thought I was having sleep paralysis because I was.
Damn it!
Oh no, we gotta check the connection. No. It's cliffhanger.
I know.
Every time, right, cliffhanger.
We'll back. Here we go.
Every time.
Every time.
How far did we get?
she said shadow figures and sleep paralysis, and you.
Oh, so it's not a big super delay when that happens either.
Yeah. No, it's pretty quick.
Yeah, but yeah, the sleep paralysis was a big one for me. And also, yeah, I kind of relate to what you were saying too about, you know, because I was also like a staunch atheist for most of my life, and I am. To some extent, but you know, I find like the only thing that really helps me when I'm really feeling down, I'm really feeling kind of the oppression of what I'm going through, is to like pray or you know, just say like fuck off, like I'm for Jesus or whatever.
Yeah,
which is, and I don't know if it's crazy. Mental, but
it's crazy for me to hear stuff like that, because I mean, our whole entire relationship when we were growing up in high school, best friends, he would almost be like the kind of, I hate to say it, but like the Jehovah's Witness of like. Like pushing atheism, right? And now to hear a transition when we started doing the channel, like you said it a couple times to several different people that your mindset is changing a little bit. You don't know what it's going to, but it's just
so instead of being atheist,
don't believe in like the Bible. Like I still don't believe that the Earth is 6,000 years old,
right?
You know,
right.
And all that. I don't believe Noah's Ark really happened and whatever. But like, you know, maybe there is something to human spirituality that I've actually been missing for most of my life.
So seeing the medium
was I think that was a huge game changer.
It was, yeah. If you want to like check out that video too, it's the Demons Inside episode, the Jordan's Attachment. Mm-hmm. It's a 2-part episode, and at the end of episode 1, I actually go to see like a medium about this. And when I sat down, I was still kind of like, I didn't know what to think. I was almost kind of laughing it off. I was like, this feels ridiculous. I don't know why I'm doing this, but she immediately, like as soon as I sat down, I just started like getting really lightheaded, and she just starts calling me out on everything. And then like I started like physically shaking.
Yeah, I don't think he's having a seizure.
I was. My jaw was like aww. I was like extremely cold. Mm. And actually, one of those REM pods I was telling you about, we had it set up like on the kitchen table, like way over there, and it just started going nuts right around this time, and that freaked me out. So yeah, that definitely kind of changed the game for me mentally.
Yeah, that was probably the creepiest moment, like seeing that, and I was kind of a fly on the wall. Like they were having this moment, and then he was filming.
Yeah.
Yeah, the REM pod's going off, and Jordan starts vibrating, shaking it. I wanted to end the session, but I also didn't want to interrupt. I just like, he knows that he's in a good spot, and let him just handle it. And I just had to kind of leave the area where the REM pod was, because she was mentioning afterwards that there was something standing there, and I didn't even know it, but I walked away just instinct, I didn't feel right. And stops her, and she's like, well, it's good, because there was something standing over there during that.
Ooh. You know, and this is the thing, is like all of these experiences, like your experiences change you and they shape you, right? So I've gone from Buddhism to, well, actually not in that order. I went from Christianity as a child to outright hating God. I remember when I was 13 and I started really struggling with depression and suicide, I literally remember cutting myself and like chanting and being like, the devil can have my soul, out of protest. Like, because I was stupid and I was ignorant and I was just like, you know, not understanding the words I was saying. I was just so angry and hateful towards my parents because they were so Christian and they were pushing it on me so hard and not willing to understand what I was going through. Mm-hmm. But I think that truthfully, that opened the gateway for a lot of things to come into my life that were already waiting right there, ready to go. And after that, it just got way, way worse. But I've gone from that to, you know, from Satanism to Buddhism to, you know, back all the way the circle around and, you know, just, you know, the universe and this and that. And I will say that, yeah, like there's something about Christ for me that just fits. And I think that everyone's going to come to different places in their life when they're in different places in their life. And that's, you know, I don't want to say it's a one size fits all thing. I don't know because I'm still figuring it out. But I think that those experiences for sure. And like, fuck, watching your buddy go through that, like, Reese watched me birth a child. I'm sure she could probably watch me go through an exorcism of a demon. That's what it felt like. But
it's so crazy how you mentioned though you were saying that you'd cut yourself and all that and then chant like kind of yell to the devil and stuff. I actually did that one time when I was younger. I can't remember how old I would have been. I would have been maybe 15. And I, at the time, Jordan and I were playing music together, and I was just so angry. I think I was grounded for doing something at school for like a week. So I was stuck in my room, and I was laying in bed, and I was like yelling, like, in my head, I was just kind of like, I want to make it. I want to do something with my life. I want to be something. And it's, especially in music, because we had been playing music for, I don't know, a year at that point or something like that. And all of a sudden, it was pitch black. My guitar flew across the room.
What?
It was on the guitar stand. It just like, it kind of fell down, but it fell down like 5 feet away.
Like,
yeah.
Ooh.
And it was weird because I wasn't saying anything aloud, and just the connection between what I was saying and the guitar. And yeah. Again, another reason you had mentioned about starting the channel, it was also to find answers to stuff like that. Like now I think back, I'm, you know, 29, and I think maybe, you know, I don't know what happened. Maybe it didn't really happen that way, like I remember it. So maybe in my mind, it was always that if I could find answers now, clear-headed, going out and looking for it, and something happens, like when things fall off, or
then you'll know.
Then I know, like, and then I can make a better decision on, then I know, well, then I can give a better example. Maybe God's real. Maybe this is real, right? So it was a good starting point into my religion as well, like my personal religion and faith.
I think it's interesting that, like, exactly what you said, because psychologists will often reiterate to this, because things are not as we remember them. And they've done studies that show that people can't even remember where they actually were on 9/11. Like different, there's been, there was a psychiatrist, I don't know if she was, oh no.
I know. I was going to wait until they pop back up.
Oh no. Sorry for this, guys. We keep losing our guest, but,
it's the spirits. They're saying, the nope, you've had enough. We're done with them.
Get as
them
soon out. As we mentioned Jesus Christ, all the demons were like, no. Oh, not today. Right? Not today, Satan.
That's what I feel like.
Yeah,
like,
hopefully they can make it back. Reese, yes. By the way, guys, sorry, it's a nickname. I always call her Reese because she likes Reese's Pieces. So
we all know it, guys. If you all know me, I'm addicted to them.
So Callie, Reese.
I think
whatever.
I pretty much have an addiction to Reese's.
You do.
I do. It was I really had a withdrawal when I didn't have them for my competition. I think I actually have a sugar addiction, but the sugar is just strictly on Reese's.
So I really want to talk to these guys about the stuff you've experienced with your mom.
Okay. So they can.
They can hear and see us.
Ooh. But we can't hear and see them. Whoa.
Feeling
very.
No. It's definitely the ghosts in their house.
Right? They're kicking them
out. Come on, y'all.
I can't share a screen. I wish I could just... Hold on. Weird. That says that they're here, but they're not here.
Click on the link again.
Yes. Well, they can hear you, so just tell them.
Okay, yeah. Click on the link again, guys. I'm all typing.
Exit out
and
then bring yourself back in.
Fingers that are only going like,
there they
oh,
are,
perfect.
See? Yeah, that worked. Yeah. Perfect.
So okay, guys,
we're back.
So we've touched on the dark side of things, but let's touch on the light side of things. So Callie's mom... go ahead, Callie. Shoot.
Well, again, this is really hard to talk about because I have different viewpoints on it because I am too atheist. And at some points in time, I thought I might have been agnostic because, you know, you believe in a higher power, but I don't believe in a higher power necessarily brought us
but
here.
But you do believe in energy, though, right? And that we are all energy,
energy
and our energy
yeah.
goes into something.
Into something, yeah. So it's really hard because I lost my mom in 2018. And obviously when you're grieving, one of the easier ways for me to grieve was to find peace in the sense that I felt like she was around me all the time. So I started to notice more things like hummingbirds because those were her favorite things. Or she passed away on 7/23 at 7/23. My birthday's the 23rd. My dad's birthday's the 23rd. We share this spooky 23rd number. So every single time I felt like afterwards I would go to, you know, go stay in LA and my hotel room would be something 23. My parking spot would be something 23. So I felt like she was constantly there. But I don't know if that's because I was looking for it. And so now I'm just making an association with it in order to feel peace that she was with me.
Just like Johnny just said about the guitar falling. It's like, okay, did it fall or am I making that association? Hi, Hendrix. Am I making that association because I want to believe it?
Right. And I think I want to believe it. So I was constantly searching for her all the time. But it did come up more often than I would expect it to, I guess you could say. But it was the number 23 consistently, the hummingbirds all the time. So I did have moments like that. But I never had anything like I never felt cold. I never felt any other form of like presence. Nothing's ever moved for me. So it's always been kind of hard for me to like really understand what I don't know if it's because I have a wall up and I'm just like, nope, you can't come past this wall or what it is.
That's so fascinating. That's really too. I do believe that the number 23 is phenomenally really good for finding comparisons, but it goes back to a lot of the things that we say when we're out, and Jordan goes back to it a lot, the kind of the power of suggestion. You know, if you want to hear or see something, it'll happen. And I'm more, yeah. I'm more vulnerable. Like I'll believe when we're out, it kind of balances out because I'm just like, oh, that, what was that? What was that? And Jordan,
you're looking for it. Where he's like, no.
Like, yeah, I'm like, dude, relax.
Yeah. And, or, you know, when we hear words coming through the ovulus or a lot of different things that I just connect them right away, but it's sometimes it is easier to connect, like you said, when you're looking for it or you're expecting it.
Mm-hmm. Maybe that's the way it should be too. Mm-hmm. Who knows?
I've even had to question, like you said, like, not the experiences that I've had, because I like they're way too real to be, but you know, the dreams, right? Like I don't, there's some dreams that I've had where I'm like, okay, is that my subconscious fear? Or is that really truly them coming into my dreams? Because I know they've come to me physically, but you know, I don't know that every single one, you know, like with them attacking my son, I don't know that like that could just be my fear of as being a protective mother.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's
depends on which way you're looking at it from, like,
right.
Your perspective.
And that doesn't mean that I ignore it, you know what I mean? But I also don't fear it. Like when I had that dream, I just woke up and I was like, you know what, God, he's in your hands. I know that. So yeah. I'm going to go back to sleep. Demons, fuck off. Like, I'm going to get my rest and fuck you.
Right there.
Like,
demons, fuck off.
Yeah. Demons. Make it sure that. Yeah, we might have to make that one before you guys.
Hashtag demons, not today, Satan. but yeah, I mean, like on the light side of those things though, I think with Callie,
yeah, mine's, you know, good. You know, yeah, I look at it like it's really nice to be able to see her around. It doesn't scare me.
Well, that reminds me of a story of our friend Randy. His mom passed away about actually like 10 years ago or so. And he was sitting on her bed, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think he was trying to talk to her, and he had his hand on the bed, and he says he felt somebody like touch his hand.
Aww. I've kind of opened myself up like that before. Like, she was cremated, and so my dad has her ashes next to the bed. And whenever I come over to house sit or do anything like that, I literally stop in there and I sit down. And I put my hand on it. I'm like, "Hi, Mom. This is weird. Just saying hello. Don't know if you're there or anything." They went away. I'll bring
it back. Oh no! Not again.
They can always hear us. So
not sure what's going on. We got full bars on our stream here, so
fucking Canada.
Yeah, blame Canada.
Blame Canada. This place sucks.
I mean, if you blame them, they'll just apologize, right? So
yeah, exactly.
I know, they're the nicest people out there. but yeah, so I've kind of opened myself up to an opportunity like that. And nothing ever came of it. Like I said, there was no cold, there was no hot, there was no nothing. So after about like 2 minutes of just talking to myself and talking to this box, I'm like, all right, well, I love you. See you around. And then I go about my day. So, but then there's times where I'm not looking for her and not looking for an answer. And I'll feel like not necessarily her presence, but I put her presence out there. So I got married about 10 days ago, and it was pouring down rain. Hardcore pouring down rain, and they were like, and I'm supposed to get married outside on a dock, and they're like, hey, so just wanted to talk to you about your options, but we're probably going to move the ceremony inside. And I'm like, okay, that makes sense, like I'm just gonna go with the flow type of person. But deep down inside I was like, no, this is not supposed to happen at all. Like, I've been planning for this wedding to be outside on this dock for the last 2.5 years. That's where I want to get married. And so I went back and forth between having the ceremony inside, outside. And I was supposed to get married at 4 o'clock, and at like 3:30, 3:45, I had to, well, actually back up just a little bit. At like 1 o'clock, I told them and I said, I don't care what the rain's going to be like. I'm going to get married outside. Rain or shine, that's happening. And everybody's like, oh shit. And I was like, I know, if the bride can walk out there and get fucking soaking wet, so can the fucking guests. So buck up. And I had prepared everybody for it. I had umbrellas, I had blankets, we had heaters, we had everything that they needed. So I was like, you know what, I'm gonna do it. And then at like 1:30, it started like hardcore downpouring. I was like, oh shit, I made the wrong decision. This is gonna be miserable. And then by 3:30, 3:45, all of a sudden my wedding planner was like, hey, if you wanna do it outside, let's go now. There's a break in the weather. And so we all like rushed together really quick, and we ran all the way down to the dock, and it was like perfect. There was like no wind, there was no nothing, and all of a sudden just started to see a little bit of sun come through, and I was like, oh my god, this is beautiful. And a lot of people were like, that was your mom, just to let you guys know, like, she's the one that came down. And she was just like, nope, she's like, I'm not gonna let it rain on your day. And then it didn't rain for the rest of the night, and it was supposed to downpour.
Now let's hear this.
Lake Tahoe, though, where she got married, was hers and her mom's special spot.
Yeah,
really. Okay, I got a cool story. This is crazy how this happened, because I got married in August. And the same thing happened. And my wife, she was looking forward to this day for well over a year, because with COVID in Canada, it was really bad. Yeah. But she was looking forward to this day forever, and it was supposed to rain all day. There's 100% chance of rain all day. And we got a little break too in the weather. And I think she was praying too, and she was just really needed this to happen. She didn't want to do it. Like, it was where she was going to walk out. They were gonna have to change her. The area where she'd walk out, and she wouldn't be able to walk down the aisle. She'd have to come from like behind, and it would look really bad. And then, so we got a little break. She came out, and as soon as they closed the doors, like the big barn doors in the back, it just started downpouring instantly. And it gave me chills. It was so.
It does. It still gives me chills too. Cause I was like, oh my god, I can't believe it. Cause at 4 o'clock it was supposed to pour.
We held off on pictures, until after dinner. Mm-hmm. Because it actually cleared it cleared up like for pictures right after dinner too.
So it's like somebody had a force out there like protecting you guys too, being like, nope, not today. I know it's supposed to be 100%, that would be Thor. But I'm gonna go against it. Thanks, Thor.
It's so crazy how that happened.
That's cool. That's so cool. So what's next for you guys?
Well, we're going out to a really crazy cabin tomorrow, and we're gonna be spending a couple days there. And that one, it's really interesting, that story. It's got, somebody sent us some trail cam footage of somebody, a little person standing in the forest. So we're gonna go investigate that.
Ooh. Yeah, a guy, the cabin's been kind of handed down a few generations, and I think he said that his mom's aunt or something used to go there and like practice witchcraft and stuff.
Oh, it's no.
Wood, so.
Okay. Is it made of gingerbread?
Huh? Bring that? Some gingerbread.
Some nibble on the walls of my gingerbread house.
It's right here. I already got it.
Yeah. We got this weird footage, so we're gonna go check it out. But no, from what we see, like, we saw a couple pictures of the place and stuff. It doesn't look like there's anybody living around.
No, it looks pretty remote. So.
Okay. Cool. Yeah. Well, we're excited to see. We're gonna follow your channel from our channel. Sure. And we're going to start watching your shit for sure, because I'm very interested. I've got another friend, Barrett Blade, who does a show with Stormy Daniels called Spooky Babes.
Yes.
Yeah, we've heard that.
Yeah, and we've been thinking about having them on too. Maybe you guys should all collaborate.
Well, we've also had a lot of weird stuff. And just keep this in mind, as if you do end up watching it. We've had a lot of people sending us specifically our Sinister Farm video, where we had a table just flip on us. And I think Marcus had issues when he was watching it with his TV, and then a couple of his buddies, the 12th Parasect, they started watching it. I think Marcus was with them when they were watching it, and their whole entire screen shut down. And then we've also had somebody from our hometown that started watching it, and their whole entire screen shut down as well.
As long as there isn't a little girl coming out of my screen crawling at me, I think I'll be okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I'm not even like spooky. Like anything spooky, so I don't even like to put myself in that position. So I'll pass.
See, I don't watch. I honestly clips of it. Like you were telling me. Oh damn it! Here we go again. Oh, there we go. You were telling me, Callie, that like Andrew's favorite, or her old roommate Andrew's favorite movie is The Nun. I can't do shit like that because my experiences.
Well, he also used to be a ghost hunter too. He had the whole like box and like walked around and did that.
Yeah, I can't. I don't fuck with Ouija boards. I don't want to be around them. I don't like. My experiences at this point are just like, it's in the past. I want to leave it there, and I'm not opening any doors to ever let it come back again because it ruined my life in so many ways. So I'm like, I don't even watch movies like that. Like I'll watch some, like, you know, like The Ring is like a classic, you know, but of course. I don't watch any, like I haven't seen The Conjuring. I won't go to those places. Like I'm like the black person up in this shit. I'm like, no.
I'm gonna die.
No, my inner black my inner black woman is like, oh hell the fuck no, I'm out. Yeah. But that's why black people survive in those kind of movies. Do you realize it's always the dumbass white person that's like, let me see what's around this corner. So
right?
Let me run upstairs. I'm going to check it out.
Dumbasses.
That's so funny.
But yeah, so.
But you're also the porn star, and the ones having the all kinds of sex are the ones that get killed first too. So
that is true. It's always slut. like the pretty girl goes down first.
It's the slut of the group. Yep. Because everyone hates them, so they're like,
nobody's gonna miss this bitch. Make sure that her shirt gets ripped open so her tits are bouncing and she's running. And somehow you know, get stuck on the tree.
It's like a what is that? What's her face? Carmen Electra in Scream or some shit.
Yes, exactly.
I love it.
Gotta have the naked one.
All right, cool. So you got some upcoming stuff. What do you guys usually post on your channel?
We're horrible for that. We kind of
it's kind of inconsistent.
We do post once or twice a week, but it kind of depends. Like
that's better than what we post.
We post once a week. We're pretty good.
Yeah.
We're gonna change it to every other week, but you know.
It usually takes quite a few days to film an episode and do all that, but like I said, being from such a small town, there's nothing really around here, so we always have to travel around and drive.
Is there anything you guys won't do? Is there anything that you're like, nah, that's going too far? Like what would you consider too far for your job?
Well, for me, there's channels that do the similar thing, and they do like dark web mystery boxes and stuff like that. I don't want to do anything like, because like they'll order them just to see what's in them, and there's like, you know, kids' clothes in them and stuff.
If that's
legit in any way, I don't want to financially support those type of
people. I just saw I was getting my nails done, and TV, whatever they had on, was like some ghost hunter shit, and it was a mystery box that they opened, and inside of it was like some hair and like some other stuff. It was like some voodoo shit that had, and like the guy was like, I don't want to open this, and the girl was like, I'm gonna open it. How do you make that call, like when one of you is like, I want to do this, and the other one's like, nope, fuck this, I'm out? Like, you guys are a team, so how does that, when there's friction, how do you handle that?
I think we're pretty good for
the one thing that I think we hate doing is doing solo walkthroughs, where I'll go to one area of the building and or into the building alone, and Jordan will go. I hate doing that. It's terrifying. But that's kind of the furthest that we'll probably go with where we'll push each other and, you know, just do this, let's get through this, it'll be good. You know, and I also feel like, you know, a lot more stuff will happen when we're walking by ourselves in a place where you know the other person's not around if something's like falling or making noise. That's kind of like, that was the only real point where we had to push each other and do something that the other person didn't want to. Because I think it was me that didn't want to.
Well, yeah, because he freaks out over every little noise. Yeah. And if I'm not going to bring him back down, he's freaking out.
And my mind is gone.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's it. But you know what, though? That is, now that I'm a mother, I used to never freak out about noises. But now that I'm a mother, I actually thought by chance there, because I live in a very safe neighborhood, but you just never know. Safe neighborhoods can often be a target because everyone leaves their door unlocked, because everyone's. So the other night, I heard some weird noises, and I was like, okay, that came from my kitchen. And like, I went out there and I was like, nothing's disturbed. Like, this is fucking weird. And I straight up grabbed my gun. I was like, fuck this, because I have a kid upstairs now. You know what I mean? Like, I never used to jump at shit before. What freaks me out was when my dog, when Hendrix barks, it's like, okay, Hendrix, you're fucking barking. That's my Pomeranian. But when Boog, my husky, who never barks, sits up in bed in the middle of the night and starts to listen, that's when I'm like, oh, hell the fuck no. And he did that. And I was like,
it is a new place though, so he's gonna be overly sensitive.
Right.
See, animals are pros and cons. I have two cats, which I can't stand, but I have two cats and
who can't stand cats? Callie has two cats she can't stand.
I know.
Everybody's gotta have a cat that they hate. But I have two cats and sometimes I'll hear noises around the house and I'm like, oh, okay, I can blame it on the cat. Then when the cat's sitting staring at something, it's like, now I don't like you.
Yeah, you're making me overthink things.
Right. So, okay. So another question. Do you guys carry anything with you that's either superstitious for you or that is a spiritual matter that is like a protective thing when you go into these type of scenarios?
I do now. Yeah. It was actually, I was telling you about the medium I saw earlier and she gave me this little like stone. It's like, it's a heart. It's a white heart. I actually don't have it with me.
Is it quartz?
It's what?
Quartz.
It might be. Actually, I don't know what it is. I can show you.
It's gotta be something of higher vibration. It just could be selenite. Quartz or selenite. There's a million white ones, though. Uh-oh, we're losing them again.
Got them.
We're back.
Okay. Yeah, there's a million white ones, but obviously anything of higher vibration is always good.
Oh, I hear a crying kid.
Oh, is that the Pepe?
She's 3 years old. It's Joni's kid. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Such a fun age. So go ahead, Jordan. You were saying.
Yeah. So I don't know. I never, like I said, I got when we even started this channel, I didn't really like believe in that kind of stuff. But now it's like, especially what happened in her place, I believe her 100%. So now I just carry that little stone heart with me everywhere I go, every investigation.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
Yeah.
Do you ever cleanse, like, do you cleanse and clear it and stuff?
Been to, and that's kind of backfired sometimes. So
what's that?
We've also taken things from some of the places that we've been, and that backfired too.
No. Yeah, don't.
Did you guys have to return the item?
No, not yet. We have. I have one item that I took from, like we had talked about, the place of the table flip.
Yeah.
Yeah, I took something from there, and it was shortly after that I took it, and I was in my house. There was nobody here, and I was going to the washroom, and all of a sudden I hear somebody standing in my hallway saying hello. And it freaked out.
I thought
it was one of my wife's friends because it was a woman. And then I came out and nobody was here. I checked doorbell camera footage. Nobody had come into the house. And I just kind of stood in that corner over there on the couch. I sat on the couch and I called Jordan. And he was coming over in probably like half an hour anyway. I was like, just come here now.
Aww.
So it was pretty freaky. But
I definitely personally believe that like anything – those kind of attachments, like if you take it with you, it's going to follow you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I think that even just you being in that place, it can attach to you, obviously, as Jordan has experienced. So yeah, I'm one of those, like I said, I'm just like, nope, leave it where you found it. Don't touch it. Don't open it. Don't.
We're the extremely curious type. So it's like, hey, what would happen if we just grabbed this, you know?
Right.
I don't know.
No, I think you're just the male type.
Or that, yeah.
That's
this, honestly, is what you're saying.
If it wasn't for women, y'all wouldn't even, we would cease to exist. Okay?
Yep. We just because take it. We don't actually think about it at all.
The mom in me is like, no, 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 no.
Mm-hmm. Don't touch.
Yeah. No.
Put it back where you found it.
Yeah, it's just one of those things that I think is it's a gender thing for sure. Like men just make different decisions.
They're just more curious. Yeah.
They're more curious and they're less survival oriented.
Yeah. which they should be the other way around.
Right. Well, no, mothers have to, you know, in the wild, they have to protect their babies and stuff. So they're mm-hmm. very survival oriented.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah, that's funny. Well, guys, I think we're about there. Is there anything else that you guys wanted to talk about or anything else you wanted to plug?
Questions?
Well, maybe Brianna. Talk about her for a second.
Oh yeah,
she's
yeah.
the reason why my head.
Or
is shaved
or right also now. Anything you want to ask us.
Yeah, quickly talk about Brianna, and then I had a question. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So our friend Brianna, she was in a car accident about in August 2020. She was on her way home from work. She was a nurse about an hour away from her hometown, and she was driving on a highway, and a guy failed to stop at his stop sign, so he pulled out and he couldn't brake.
T-boned her.
Yeah, and she like miraculously survived the accident.
Wow.
But she is still in a wheelchair. She actually had to have a halo to hold her neck in place for 5 months. Mm-hmm. And she's out of that now, thankfully. But she needs spinal rehabilitation to walk again, and like she wants to be able to walk down the aisle at her wedding.
But
the insurance company refused to pay for it. And it costs $200,000, right? So
it costs how much?
$200,000.
Shit.
So,
does she have a GoFundMe?
Yeah, I was just gonna get into that.
Oh, okay, cool.
And she's been able to raise $71,000 of the $200,000.
Holy shit, that's almost half. That's awesome.
So, yeah, that's a great start, but not even half yet. So what we did with our last video, for every like on that video, we're donating 5 cents. And also all the super chat donations that we got during the premiere, all that money is going to her. We did a live stream right after that, all that money is going to her as well. And people have just been donating on PayPal. And actually during that live stream, during the live stream, we were having some beers on the stream. And I think someone asked like, hey, would you shave your head? And we were like, $500, right? Thinking no one would do it. I said that. And a guy in the chat's like, check PayPal. We're like, okay.
$100. Oh, no.
So yeah, he got the clippers, he shaved my head. Yeah. And then a few minutes later, like, oh, I bet you wouldn't do it again, right? $500, I'll shave Johnny's head. He's like, check PayPal. Same guy.
Again, yeah.
Yeah.
So, oh, my God. That's
over $2,500 for that night. But
yeah,
it's just cool.
Something I wanted to plug too, just to
Because
still like for all the likes that we get. So anyone watching this, if they want to go look up that video and like the video, we're still donating like forever. We're gonna keep that going forever.
That's so cool, guys. That's fucking rad. Yeah, and we'll do whatever we can on our end. We'll tweet that. We'll retweet it. We'll keep it going, and we'll put all of the links and everything in this post as well.
We'll send you the link for the GoFundMe and everything. So
perfect.
That's super cool. Oh, that's exciting. Crazy,
hopefully,
man.
We can help get the name out there.
Definitely.
Yeah, that's awesome, guys. We appreciate that.
And the question I was gonna ask is, how come you guys decided to start doing the podcast out of the studio?
I moved to Austin, and she is in Sacramento, and so we're still gonna do studio. We're still gonna do studio. We just don't know if that's gonna be a studio that I set up in my detached garage. Or if we're gonna do an actual studio here in Austin. If we're gonna meet, we'll do the studio in Vegas, since that's kind of more of a halfway point. Uh-huh. She comes to me or I go to her. So that's just kind of how it works. But for right now, with all the craziness of life.
And flights are so expensive. Trying to get a flight, and I understand I get it, but it's just really expensive to travel right now too, trying to go back and forth. And before it was easy, she lived there, so at least we had a place to stay, and you know, we could usually do a couple of shootings while we're out there.
But and then we'd have to stay in a hotel. And it's just
crazy. I know. I was actually just looking into flights too, I think yesterday, because we want to do a full kind of US run, and it's the flights are one thing, and then when we get back, we have to do another test. I think I looked at it, it was $300 a person just to get a COVID test
so
we
can
back to Canada. So it's just
bullshit. You gotta calculate all that shit. And,
is it really gonna make sense?
Like, flights from where we live to Vegas were like $300 before all this happened. So it's super cheap.
Now it's like a nightmare.
I know.
They've literally doubled. Yeah. Well, because they know everyone wants to travel again. So they're like, let's make all the money we didn't make. So I can't really blame them, you know?
Well, and they just have less flights too. Like in general, every single airline has like
so many less amounts. So. Girl, that's why I'm flying into Vegas at fucking, the only straight flight was 5 a.m.
Everything has layovers too.
Yeah. Everything's a layover. And it's a nightmare right now. Guys, for those of you watching, don't travel.
Yeah.
It took me 16 hours and 4 airports just to get home from my last dance gig.
Jeez.
I was miserable. I walked in the house and I literally hit the floor and cried. That's how much it broke my spirit.
You're like,
not to mention I had probably a bottle of wine to drink during the flight. So
You had to.
And I had to leave one airport in Dallas to get an Uber and get to another airport to get on another airline.
Yeah.
After already waiting for 2 flights at the other one, it was a nightmare.
That's gross.
It is. It makes it really difficult.
And I had just danced the last 2 nights. Like I was like, get me home, get all this strip club off me.
Yes. And then you get airport on you. So the mixture of the two, it's like,
and then people recognize you and you're like, I'm like hoodie on and then this and that. But like the second, like if I don't have my sleeve covered now, someone's like, literally the guy at the checkout, like someone recognized Hendrix once and then looked up and saw me and they literally told me that. They go, oh my God, I saw your dog. And then I realized it was you. And I was like, you recognized my dog first? I was like, Jesus, dude.
That's so weird.
Look at the dog's autograph.
Yeah.
Paw print.
Yeah. All right, guys. Well, we're going to plug Brianna's stuff. We'll come up with something too. With the likes and the donations. We'll definitely donate ourselves. We love this. Really want to get her walking down that aisle. That's fucking rad, dude.
Yeah.
So,
yes.
We want to get her walking, period, but definitely for that.
I gave you kind of like a brief rundown of her story. And in that video where we did the likes thing, like I go into like a 5-minute thing about her whole
story.
So good.
We'll throw it into this one. Definitely, guys.
Awesome.
Thank you
so
much for your time. Looking forward to getting to know you. If y'all find yourself in the Austin area, definitely hit me up and we'll grab a, I'd say we'll grab a beer, but I can't grab a beer now.
They don't know why.
I just found out I have celiac disease, so we'll grab something else to drink. If you're in the Sac area,
right,
he's always there for
I'll
you.
Take you out.
All right, guys.
We'll definitely be down there at some point too. Same with near in Texas as well. So
for
perfect.
Sure.
We'll look forward to seeing you guys.
Okay, yeah. Great. Thanks so much for having us.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun, guys.
Thank you. Bye. Yeah.